Lean forward slightly. Look straight at the speaker. And listen with a sparkle in your eye, as though you might be thinking, gee, this is the most wonderful thing I ever heard in all my life.
We interrupt this program to waste some of your valuable time.
Coming to you live from our bedroom studio in the Pacific Northwest, it's TGIF Radio. This show is brought to you by the Internet, Electricity, and Mindset. And now, with no agenda in mind, here's TGIF Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the highlight of your week. It is Friday. This is TGIF Radio. Say goodbye to the work week. And hello to the weekend. I tricked all of you.
That was good.
I love doing that to the intros, yeah. Just when it's available. There may be changes coming to that in the future.
But, yeah.
The big look plans out. Are happening. Don't freak out.
Or dude, like, whatever.
Out. They can't, though. It's audio only. They'll never see it coming.
Ears out.
Balls in.
Nope.
No, that's it. I don't think that works.
I'm sorry if
it
doesn't.
Well, it does.
I guess if you try hard enough, it will.
It's not quite that kind of show. Maybe
not today.
Maybe give us another 5 years.
Yeah.
No, it's not gonna happen.
Renee, maybe in 5 years.
What?
Nothing.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
We're not.
Oh, I feel like he's gonna be a drag queen in like 5 years.
Oh, okay.
Why is that? Why is this the new theory?
Because I took a Snapchat of you with like a filter and you look really pretty as a girl.
Oh yeah. And that,
and then, and you agreed.
That kind of seals the destiny. Well, why wouldn't I agree if I look nice? Like, why would I get the ultimate makeover and then I'll just be like, no, I look like dog shit.
Well,
come on, recognize I can't put myself down like that.
It's true.
That's unhealthy.
You're just being body positive. I love it. That's why I married you.
Is it body positive or just like situation acknowledgement?
Yeah, because your face is part of your body.
It certainly is.
Yeah, so it's body
positive. I would hate for it to be not part of my body. Like, what if you could just remove your face at the end of the day to wash it off?
Do you not?
I don't.
But then
I think that's healthy.
Everybody did that and you could steal other people's faces.
Again, see, that's the real risk. No.
Oh.
Show me your face collection. I want some.
Do you you've been take holding your face on me. Off? I'm trying to get my full Nick
like
Cage going.
Down.
Off.
Yeah.
You got your eyes got to bug out more. And
yeah, I know.
Show a bit more front teeth. You ever seen Face Off, Kirstie?
No.
Oh God, it's great.
The movie.
It's,
yeah, the movie.
It's John Woo directing. Nicolas Cage pretending to be John Travolta, pretending to be Nicolas Cage, and John Travolta pretending to be Nicolas Cage, pretending to be John Travolta.
No.
Is that too deep?
That's too much.
And it's great.
It's a thinker.
Yeah.
Not thinking.
No,
in
it doesn't
way,
make you
like,
think about life, but
it just makes you think of wow, I have these poor guys. What were they going through?
What were they on?
It's such a situation.
That's a fun movie, though.
That's a mescaline movie. Don't they make mescaline out of dead people?
I don't know.
I remember really hearing that once.
I've never looked into the brew.
We'll find out. Everyone needs their drug education. We're doing some drug education while we're camping right
okay.
now. You ever played The Real Game of Life?
Yeah, we actually did play it once.
I think it may just be a local phenomenon. I haven't seen it anywhere outside
of it.
You know,
it's just that one guy in Portland.
Yeah, I had never heard of it before you pulled it out of your closet.
Everybody look for realgameoflife.com, I think, is their website. But it's definitely something you should take a look at. I don't know if there's a PDF available, but
I should bring my old version and see how they're different.
See how it's changed.
Yeah, because that one, you totally can die. Like, right? This one has near death experience cards.
Mm.
Oh wait, you have an older version? Sorry, I missed
do.
It.
I have like one of the original version.
Awesome.
It's paper.
See, that's what I was hoping for. Was like, I was pretty sure they've updated the game as
they
it's gone.
Have, I think.
Neat.
Yeah, I think when we played, I ended up with like severe radiation poisoning of somehow. I don't know how, but
I died in 9/11.
Oh.
We should have brought our things to read.
The summary of mine was pretty much, my character's name was Ladonqua.
Okay.
Started out really rich, but then my dad ended up dying and I got his business, which I didn't even want. And then there was a war and I lost all my money. And then I got eaten in a Donner Party situation. The end.
Okay.
Not a super fulfilling timeline.
No.
But mine,
I was... But a very quick fall from grace. That was fun to
born
see.
Born rich, not very healthy. My dad killed a Olympic wrestler, so he went to jail. Then I started arms dealing, and I almost died in a car accident.
You got disabled.
I hit a bear, and I got disabled. I had a kid, and then I died in 9/11.
Wow.
Yeah. There's a little bit of time travel involved
with my
in the
kid.
Game.
My kid died with me.
Okay.
So we had a dope joint funeral.
Apparently, in this very short research that I've done, mescaline is the same thing as peyote.
Ah, okay.
It's got the same sort of chemicals in it. So, no, not from dead people. It's from cactuses.
Okay.
Cacti.
Cactusnessness. Cacti. Yes, I acknowledge the correct pronunciation.
Cacti's.
Cat eyes.
A flock of cactuses.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. That would be a cool band name.
Flock of cactuses?
Well, yeah, but cacti.
It's like Tristan and I came up with one watching our chickens. It was tripping chickens. Because one of our chickens was running around, and then it like tripped over something and like fell head first and tumbled into the ground.
Nice.
And then just rolled and got back up and ran off.
You might have gotten some of those rare Mexican fainting chickens.
Oh?
Like the goats, but... chickens.
Okay.
Yeah. You never heard of those goats?
Yeah, I've heard of the goats, not the chickens. I'm pretty sure
I don't think
that
that's real. Okay. I think it would be awesome.
Yeah. No, there's actually some fainting goats at the feed store.
Oh, yeah, I saw those.
Yeah.
But they're not the sleeping kind, though, so it's not even
really,
worth it.
Yeah. They just have to scare them, and then they lock up and fall over.
See, those goats over there are the kind that specifically don't sleep.
Ever.
They'll keep you up at night, and they'll watch you sleep. Wondering why can't I do that, but when you look in their eyes you don't see that sense of wonderment. It's just a goat staring at you.
Goat.
Yeah. If a goat ever stares at you, excuse me, if a goat ever stares at you, that's bad.
Okay.
It's most
you make
likely
eye contact with a goat, you're gonna die.
It's most likely an agent of Satan.
Also, if you drink water, you're probably gonna die.
It's true.
Or if you wake up in the morning, you're probably gonna die.
It's true.
I mean, eventually.
How'd you know? Who told you?
I mean, it's one of those things of overwhelming evidence. But then again, there are
100% of people who drink water die, you guys.
Yes. It's like...
pregnancy is a terminal disease.
Dihydrogen monoxide. It's one of the most dangerous chemicals in the world.
It is the worst chemical.
Actually, it probably is the most deadly chemical in the world.
Because it allows all this destruction to happen.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
Yeah, it literally will erode the earth away.
The world would just be better if everybody breathed helium, because... all the useless people would die, and everybody that stayed alive, you wouldn't be able to take seriously. So there would be no wars.
Have you ever asked for dihydrogen monoxide, like, at a bar?
At a bar? No.
I have, and he looked at me, he's like, we don't have that here. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure you do.
I'm pretty sure you legally have to.
And then you pull out a chart, and you see here, I fooled you, because this molecule is all around us.
It is everything.
Yeah. Do you ask for it in the drink or just a cup of dihydrogen monoxide?
Yeah.
That's great.
And they're like, we don't have that here.
There's actually a website of banned dihydrogen monoxide, and it's got all these different dangerous, like, it's like a classic dangerous facts about
that's
this chemical.
So great.
And that kind of stuff, and it's hilarious to read through.
Where do I find it?
Just I think it's like banned dihydrogen monoxide.
Banned dihydrogen monoxide PDF? That might be useful. Yeah. Let's see.
There's a flyer that people would like put
the
up around
invisible
college campuses.
Killer.
Yes.
Is known as hydroxyl acid and is the major component of acid rain.
They're not wrong.
Yes.
May cause severe burns. Accelerates corrosion and rusting of many metals. They're not wrong.
No.
Has been found in excised tumors of terminal cancer patients. Despite the danger, dihydrogen monoxide is often used in nuclear power plants.
Yeah.
In many forms of cruel animal research, as an additive in certain junk foods and other products. The horror must be stopped.
Yeah.
The American government has refused to ban the production, distribution, or use of this damaging chemical.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, dihydrogen monoxide is also one of the byproducts of rocket fuel being burned. So
it's true.
Yeah. Do you want to be drinking rocket fuel exhaust?
Yeah. Or do you hate America? Let's just roll that in there, too.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Because there's the 4th of July. So.
I think you can send email to this guy or at SASE. What is that?
So is this, like, real or is this sarcasm?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, technically, it is real because it's there, but no, actually, I think there was a thing, like, there was some radio broadcast company somewhere that that talked about this just to see how gullible and stupid people are.
That's so funny.
Basically, call us at 555-123 dicks and and you know, tell us if you agree that we should put a petition together to have the government ban dihydrogen monoxide. And they got like a couple hundred calls.
I've also found dhmo.org.
Okay.
14.5 million people have visited this website.
And they have a PayPal link. Oh, my God.
And it's straight out of the late 90s, the website.
Oh yeah. Everything's shoved to the left side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shrink this window by, like, half. Welcome to the website for Dihydrogen Monoxide Research Division, DMRD. Located in Newark, Delaware. The controversy. Here's a good link. dhmo.org/coverup. Current allegations suggest the United States EPA may be conspiring to cover up the whole DHMO issue. Attempts by DHMO researchers to elicit comment from the EPA regarding the possible cover-up were either ignored or dodged, leading researchers to infer the alleged cover-up. It's pretty serious.
So because they're like, this isn't worth our time, then it must be a cover-up.
Yeah. If you don't pay attention to silly things, obviously.
Yeah, trying to obviously, hide something from you. Conspiracy, naturally.
Saber rattling. In a strongly worded reply, the EPA did seemingly go on the offensive with statements such as, the agency would like to ask you to remove certain information. The point is, if your visitors are in any way led to the impression that EPA is endorsing your site, that is not good for either of us. I hope you see our point of view. We take our mission of protecting the environment seriously, and we consider this a serious matter and would appreciate your help. Your help in keeping the situation quiet?
Yes.
You bunch of fuckers. It goes all the way to the top.
Yes.
That's a shame. Nobody's doing anything.
No,
about
I know.
This.
We need to act.
We should start a campaign for awareness.
Yeah.
I think these guys have got it covered already. They have a website.
It's true. Already.
We should just donate to them.
We should just donate.
I wonder if that PayPal link still works.
Let's check it out. Oops. Went the wrong way. Nope, this is the wrong thing. Oh, no, this is just a store.
No,
so this
it's
isn't
down.
This one?
Yeah.
PayPal, dhmo.org.
But I want to see what's in the store.
Oh, yeah, let's have a look.
Nothing.
Click and shop.
T-shirts are available.
T-shirts are DHMO free. I don't know if they
How's
can.
That work?
I'm pretty sure that's a lie.
And did they use DHMO free dyes?
Oh, yeah, this is a great design. Comic Sans, DHMO kills. Dangers, death by inhalation, bloating and nausea, brake failure. That's true.
Yeah.
I almost experienced that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just had to bleed my brake lines a little bit a couple months ago. It wasn't that hard. Places, cancerous tumors, prisons and hospitals. Well, okay. What's so bad about it being in a hospital, though?
Well, it's obviously...
It kills you!
If it's something
see.
That's in a hospital, is that really something that you want to be ingesting into your body on a daily basis?
Yeah,
it's
really.
In baby food.
Oh, shit.
And beer.
Oh, my God!
It's not this one.
Not that one.
That hey, one is mostly water.
This one was born in the Rockies. There's no DHMO there. Come on.
Yes.
At least I know my Coors is safe. Damn, yeah, that's
well. It's just high enough alcohol to kill all the dangerous properties. So.
Yeah,
of DHMO.
Yes.
All you need is 4.2% alcohol, which is
at
like
all times,
like the bitchiest beer percentage besides Bud Light. I think I don't even know what that is.
Probably about comparable.
It might be the same, but they just took all the flavor out of it.
Which is funny because I think weird. Guinness actually has about the same alcohol content.
Guinness does?
Yeah, Guinness has like 4%, 4.5%, somewhere like
and
that.
And it's a light beer, technically.
Yeah.
Calorie-wise.
So I've been lied to this whole time. Or I got the wrong impression, or it was
just
it's marketed just
it's very...
very
hearty.
Yeah, I guess. It doesn't taste like chocolate or anything.
But it's, not
but
like,
it's good, though.
It's not like beer of days of yield.
Days of yore.
Days of yore.
I'd like to go to a place where you could get legit Egyptian beer. Like
you'd be chewing it.
You'd be chewing it?
Yes.
It's thick.
Ooh.
Do you want to chew your beer?
I want 50% legitimate Egyptian beer.
We can make it by ourselves. It would probably be dangerous. We could die, but we could make it ourselves.
Does it involve mass quantities of papyrus? Because I know wheat. They had lots of wheat. Ah.
Like,
we don't
almost
have
almost all other beers.
Can we replace the wheat with rice? We have lots of rice.
I do like rice.
Yeah.
But it's processed, so no.
Okay. Shoot. Okay. Well, all right. We can't do any substitutes. Might as well go for the real thing. And all right, what else do we need? We're going to need a windmill.
Hops, probably.
Why do we need a windmill?
To grind the hops. We don't have to go pure Egyptian on this.
Okay. So by saying we don't need to go pure Egyptian, you don't need, like, thousands of slaves.
Yeah.
Okay.
We should get some slaves. There we go.
Oh, goodness.
Now figure it out for us.
Yeah, if we're going full... Oh, it's just for history. It's just a historical reenactment. Yeah. I swear they're not actually slaves.
No, no, no. They don't have shackles on their ankles. They're free to go.
Yeah, where are they going to go? Into the desert?
At five.
They're just doing it for the history. They love history.
As you I feel like you're referencing something
kids
I don't know.
Next to our campsite.
No, no, no. We made this up. Okay.
We should grab those kids next to our campsite.
That's what I was saying. We got a bunch of shitty kids next to our campsite.
Okay.
They're not that shitty. They just don't know boundaries. It's not like
and
they're throwing rocks at us.
And they keep staring at us and watching us. It's weird.
Yeah.
I've made awkward eye contact with them, and I've seen one of their butts.
Oh, yeah.
You need to have, like, a blowgun.
And their parents are just sitting there, like...
Nah.
Yeah. So you need to get, like, a blowgun, so they start showing their butts, just... Throw a rock into their ass crack.
I don't have my blowgun with me. I know how to make one, though, thanks to Kirsty's cousin.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You could just take some of that compressed air cans that you use for cleaning out your keyboard, some PVC piping.
Yeah.
And make your own. It's basically like an air-powered spud gun.
It's not that hard to
do.
This is a really crazy thing. We found this almost perfectly spherical rock.
Okay.
In our campsite. And... Kai, being the geologist that he is, decided that this rock needed to be cut in half.
Naturally.
Because there is kind of potential for a geode there.
That makes perfect sense. What?
Yes.
Yeah, that does. I'd be lying if I wasn't
so
surprised.
It's okay.
That was great.
And
he
cracked it in half with the backside of his axe.
Okay.
And... we found out that if you take the two halves and you just slowly bring them together, you can feel magnetism between the two halves pulling each other in.
Hmm.
And it, like, pushes.
You try sticking a compass between the two halves?
We have not yet. I didn't bring a compass with me, but I think I'm going to have one.
You know, just have the two halves and then stick it in there. Maybe you cracked open a small mini planet.
Oh, shit. Fuck. We just ruined an ant planet.
Yes.
Aw.
Although technically, I guess in theory, everything has gravity.
Yeah, anything gravity is still a theory. So
you
you're not wrong.
A compass, but you have a bag that's labeled "My Rosary."
And there's my rosary in it, right? Yep, there it is. Okay, everybody, stand up. Now sit down. Now stand up again. Now sit down again. Now kneel.
Is this the fun
now
of
stand
school?
Up.
Did you actually do stuff on this, like? Well,
probably,
do you not know about his Catholic school days?
No, I did.
Okay,
no,
okay.
I told you
okay,
if he actually
sure.
did, like, the rosary or anything.
No, I actually did, like, legit stuff on that thing. Like, you gotta do a Hail Mary for those, for each one in those groups of 10.
Yeah, look at his little leg is almost worn down.
Yeah, it's silver. It doesn't really last that long.
Mm.
But yeah, it'll keep vampires away. And,
actually, a lot of different monsters.
There's a crucifix behind you.
But it's a...
Okay, so I came up with this thing. So, werewolf... Okay, so garlic offends
vampires. Oh, yeah, this is confusing.
For whatever reason.
In some versions of the myth.
Okay, but then why doesn't garlic bother werewolves? Because they're basically dog species, and any dog species, including wolves and stuff...
They can't eat garlic.
They can't eat garlic, so why doesn't that bother them, too?
Well, I don't... They would probably die if they ate the garlic, because... That's what happens in real life. But vampires, they just got more smell than dogs. Okay, this doesn't make sense again already. It's falling back down the rabbit hole.
Yeah, I don't,
see,
and
I told
I think
you.
It also depends on which version of vampire myths you're going on. Because there's some versions of vampire myths, you know,
that they're,
like,
not bothered
that they're not bothered by garlic. That, you know, and what some of them can walk in daylight. Some of them don't even need to drink blood.
Yeah.
And
some of them sparkle.
That doesn't count because that's bullshit.
Those, I think those have been routinely dismissed by true vampire aficionados.
I think in Romania or old Romania, having red hair actually was supposed to be an identifier.
What?
No, I'm serious. This is actually this is an old old wives' tale.
Is that like some Bram Stoker shit?
No, this is way before that. This is
okay.
Yeah. I guess it really just depends on what things. And I guess if we're looking at this in a it'll say that werewolves and vampires are real and that kind of stuff. Werewolves don't want us to be a disease or a affliction, a plague or some
just
sort.
Just how it spreads is...
It's like a disease versus vampirism is a fundamental change of the DNA. So that would explain why, you know, garlic would act negatively against somebody whose genetics have changed versus just somebody who's sick.
Yeah. Like vampires, they can't turn that shit off.
No.
Werewolves, it's just like it's like a hot flash.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it happens every once in a while.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, the psoriasis or something.
Rabies.
Any of those diseases that just like spring up at any second.
Yeah.
PMS.
Spontaneous human combustion. You know, they just out of nowhere. You never know.
Pregnancy.
Yep.
Yeah, just one of those random things just pops up.
Bolt from the blue. Where'd this little shit come from? This dork. Giver.
Some people are stupid and don't know when they're pregnant.
I swear, Joseph, it's
I've
immaculate.
I've known one before.
Oh, yeah. That's a great time. At least you didn't have to deliver that baby.
That's true.
But she was, like, going into labor, right?
Yes.
You sent her off?
No.
Did you tell this story on the show?
No. I'm completely lost here.
So I knew a person in high school, and she was pregnant, and, like, she...
Can you move the mic closer to you,
She Bob? Talked to me... She's like, well, I passed out class today. I'm like, so my first question is, are you pregnant? Oh, my God. Why would you even say that? I hate you. Because that's just how she sounds.
Okay.
She's a
exactly
twat.
Like that.
And then she's like having like, oh, and in the middle, she's going to Clark and she's in a kickboxing things class. So this other girl like beats the crap out of her.
Okay.
And then a couple months later, she passes out again. I'm like, okay, dude, are you sure you're not pregnant? Nah, I'm not. And then, like, a month later, she has, like, extreme back pain, so she goes to the chiropractor, and he can't do anything, and she's like, man, this really hurts, so maybe I have a UTI. So she goes to the doctor, and they're checking her out, and they're like, you are 7 centimeters dilated, you're having a baby.
Huh.
So that's how idiots have babies.
Back pain equals labor?
Yeah, you can have back labor really bad. That's why when I am having my period sometimes, it hurts really bad in my back and I have you massage it. It's because I have, like, if I were to ever get pregnant somehow, miraculously, I would have back labor.
That shit just goes everywhere, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like, if there's anything baby involved, it's like, all right, I'm have potential to exist. Don't even yet. Maybe just... You know, see what everything's like. Let's just fuck up everything around me just to make it the way that I want. Thanks a lot, babies. You bunch of shits. Leave our lives alone.
Although the baby was really cool, the mom sucks.
Oh, good. And it was a normal baby, even though it went through her kickboxing phase.
Yeah.
Weird.
Normal
baby.
She's
gonna grow up to be like the next Bruce Lee or
something.
Although
I haven't seen her in like 2.5 years, so I don't know if she's still like... Super smart. So she might have hit like a wall. I'm not sure.
Okay. Yeah, it can happen pretty early in life too.
She was my goddaughter for a while.
If you introduce kids to Barney too early, that's just a developmental stint immediately. I truly believe Barney harms our children.
Wouldn't surprise me.
He teaches you nothing except to be afraid of stuffed things. And people dressed in full body suits as other things. Like, fuck that guy.
Yeah.
Why do you... Is your show still on, Barney? Are you still causing terror for all these children?
I'm pretty sure it's still the same as Sesame Street and all that kind of stuff.
Barney and Friends. Yeah, let's see if it's still running. Oh, yeah. Wait, no, it ended in 2009. Victory!
Wow, it's got 3.6.
Yeah, but is there another one, like Barney Revival or something?
Oh, let's find out. Let's see. Who says I... Nope, that's it. There was just the one Barney and Friends show.
Wow.
Maybe they like put it in a cartoon series or something.
Now it's a, you know, YouTube series or something.
Barney, other uses, TV series... Oh, it was on the BBC.
Oh.
Huh. corrupting our minds. I see. Wait a minute. No, this is short-lived. Nope, it's not the BBC. Sorry. Okay. Some other fucking thing. Okay, Barney and Friends TV show about a purple dinosaur. Yeah, and that's all they can summarize it as. It's about a purple dinosaur. Will you learn anything? No, we absolutely can't promise that.
It's about a purple dinosaur abducting children and dancing and singing with them.
Went for 13 seasons. At least they didn't get to 300 episodes.
Yeah, that's good.
We have more episodes than them.
Wow.
Yeah. We beat them by like 20. It's pretty good. We didn't have to have the show run as long as them.
No. And I would dare say our content is a little bit more higher quality.
I mean, thank God. We found our base, and it's somewhere.
We finally found something that we're better than.
It's below Adam Carolla, above Barney. I don't know where it is between there.
I'm so proud of you.
Let's see. No, it doesn't. Oh, criticism. Although several people, including Yale University researchers Dorothy and Jerome Singer, have concluded that episodes contain a great deal of age-appropriate educational material, calling the program a model of what preschool television should be, end quote, the program has been criticized for a lack of educational value, as well as being repetitive in nature. The show and its content is often cited as a contributing factor to the perceived sense of entitlement seen in the millennial generation, who grew up watching the show as children.
Okay, that's dumb.
According to Forbes and...
Yeah, I think it's just poor parenting that leads to the entitlement
problem. Yeah, I think it's just absent parenting.
And then people looking for somewhere else to blame.
You left them alone with Barney. Like, look a bit beyond the TV screen for the problem.
Yeah, maybe it's a parenting problem, not a television problem. Oh, your TV show instills bad lessons on your kids. Well, maybe you should be a parent and instill lessons on your kids yourself.
Still, I think we talked about this before, but still not as bad as Caliu. Did we talk about Caliu?
I don't even know.
I know
that
you
is.
Don't like it.
Dude, Caliu fucking sucks, okay?
Did you watch it?
No, but.
Okay. I've never even really heard of it.
I liked Little Island, but it was.
I didn't really watch that many little kids' shows, I guess, when I was a kid.
I only watched them when my younger cousins were around, so like.
Well, I don't remember them anyways.
Yeah.
Let's learn about Caliu.
Oh, God.
Like Sesame Street and a couple other like PBS shows were the only ones I watched when I was a kid.
Arthur.
Yeah.
What else was on PBS?
It was Reading Between the Lions.
Fucking
or something like that.
Cyber Chase was on PBS. You guys ever watch that?
Uh-uh.
No. That show was great.
I watched Gargoyles, DuckTales.
DuckTales. Yeah, Boomerang and PBS were my thing growing up.
Let's see. Kinky what
the
should
brain,
I look at?
Pee Wee.
Okay, this is a good start.
Okay, from where I saw with the mic stands, it looked like some sort of anime character punching somebody. Because
he looks like One Punch Man if One Punch Man was a fucking douchebag.
So is One Punch Man's child?
No.
Douchebag child.
Oh, I hope not. I haven't gotten that far in the show to know if he has children. Okay, but this is a good start to the article. Caliu, bald little fucker. He's become a bit of a shorthand for parents. We all hate him. In a world of breast versus bottle, cloth versus Pampers, organic versus who gives a shit, he's the one thing we can agree on, waging us all in a battle against only our children, who, for reasons beyond our scope, love this little monster. But it occurs to me that the non-breeders don't know about our loathing. I hate when parents pull the "you just don't understand" on people without kids, but in this case, trust me, you just don't understand. And I envy it, and I miss it. I miss a world where I didn't know Caliu, where life was beautiful. The halcyon days before that voice. That fucking voice.
What the hell?
And like a dead body
what
in the last...
What happened to this person?
And like a dead body in the last scene of a horror movie, I'm pulling you down here with me. Eat it. This is Caliu. He's a real asshole. He's a whiny dick to his little sister and his mom. This tells us to start at 104. Fucking butthole. You wanna get a taste of this?
You broke my robe! Go play with your own toys!
No.
Rosie! Rosie,
she just wants to play with you.
But I don't want to pay.
Look at this little prick.
Caillou, I'm busy, and I can't be solving your problems all the time.
You're a oh, fuck you, bitch.
You and Rosie have to learn how to work out your own problems.
What?
Deal with your own shit.
She's a baby! Caillou. Oh my god.
She was definitely younger than him. Nah, I'm not into
this
that
This is just
going
to lead to him just beating the kid with a book.
Probably. He throws tantrums with a voice that pierces through to your very soul. That fucking theme song. Also, who the fuck are those puppets at the end? Then there's the fact that my child won't take a bath without acting out this entire goddamn monstrosity. Caillou is the literal, actual worst. So much so that there needs to exist a rumor that he's a child dying of cancer just so anyone can feel some manner of empathy toward him. And it doesn't work. Canada, this is the worst thing you've done ever.
I don't think so.
Justin Bieber still.
Nickelback.
Oh no! Nickelback came from Canada?
Yes.
Oh shit.
I think that's,
and
I think,
Justin Bieber.
I think the Biebs is still worse, but...
He's not even doing anything anymore.
Thankfully.
Like, he's not.
He's relegated to now grocery store
soundtracks. Oh my god. Okay, I just saw somebody on my Facebook page is interested in going to a Nickelback and Daughtry concert.
Daughtry? Are
oh
you
god.
Serious?
The two worst bands. And I'm like, I might have to unfriend you.
Dude, so. Daughtry was one of my middle school bands.
Ew, I'm so not.
It was a phase.
Attracted to right now. Like, opposite.
But not like I had albums by them. I just knew that they existed, and I knew their three most popular songs that kept getting played on KUFO. That's it. Daughtry was a big deal back in the 00s. It was weird.
So you listened to KUFO?
Hell yeah. All the time. I waited the entire time when the station was changing to new management. Do you remember when they had that, like, the mothership is refueling and they did it for, like, 18 hours and then they relaunched? It was so dumb because I thought something awesome was going to happen. But no, they just put fucking Lars Larson on the air. Fucking dick. I could school his ass in any conversation. I never even heard the guy, but I could fucking out-talk him for days.
Okay.
I don't know why you looked off to the side while I drank that beer.
Normal, natural eye movement.
Okay.
She can only look at you for so long.
Yeah, I don't need to
their eyes
look
start
at
to
you
water
all
and
the
burn.
Time.
I know. But it also tells me that maybe a Lars Larson's got a bit more chops than I think.
Oh, I
have never heard
it.
I
don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. There's not, like, exactly...
I mean, there could be a reason why he does it professionally and we do it in a bedroom, but...
Well, because he...
I mean, just fair point.
You do it with Renee in the bed.
I think there's there may be money involved.
Yes.
You know? The flowing of it goes inward rather than outward on his show.
Yeah, that's true. He has people buy supplies for his show.
Yeah. He doesn't actually have to put together tables, I guess. Wow.
Yeah.
How about we just spin this really quick and say that I... built my studio with my bare hands.
Yes.
All right?
Yeah. You've actually achieved something. He's just does it.
Yeah.
Did you give the bear back his hands?
What?
Huh?
After you built it with the bare hands.
Oh, no, I didn't. I need to keep those for if I need to build more.
Bastard.
The bear's not... bears can't live without hands. It was a lost cause anyway. He was dead already, wasn't using them, and I was like, well, I guess I better... repurpose these. Something you gotta just, you gotta prioritize. When these opportunities come along, you can't just
either
think
that or
about
it's gonna
it.
Go now and get like cybernetic bear arms and it's gonna be the start of some sort of terrible 80s post-apocalyptic movie where there's gonna be cybernetic bears just roaming all over the world.
I was gonna say, no, I checked already. It was dead, but then I was like, oh, RoboCop bear.
Yeah.
It could happen. Very scared for that future. We need preventative measures.
Yeah,
now.
I can't think of how we would stop it.
We need steaks that are covered in motor oil.
Okay.
I think those are two things that it needs to survive.
Okay.
RoboCop has that weird goop that he eats for his vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
Bears get motor oil covered steaks.
Which is basically just the generic sci-fi goop, which they always use the same excuses. Basically, it's all the proteins and, you know, nutrients that your body needs.
Yeah. We all know it's Soylent Green.
Yeah.
It just doesn't necessarily have to be green. If they were smart about it, they would make it not green.
Right.
Because that's how everybody knows.
Exactly. That secret got out, so they got to stop putting green dye in it.
Yeah. I still haven't tried the Soylent powder. I won't ever get access to it, I think, unless I buy it.
Yeah.
I'm not motivated enough to, like, go out and do it myself, because that may start me down a dark path.
You don't want to go down.
No, I don't want to... There's just something so satisfying about being able to hold your food not in a cup.
Yeah.
You know? Like, it's the same difference between hardback books and Kindles.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It'll get you by, but are you really living your life?
Yeah, no, I prefer having a physical book far more so than a digital book. That being said, digital books do have their place and their convenience. You know, like, for example, going on a plane or, you know, traveling around, going to work, whatever, it's much easier just to read it on my phone than pack a book with me.
You don't have to take a trunk of books with you to your
destination.
I don't have to
worry about losing it, damaging it, that much more I got to carry.
I just read one. It wasn't a hardback book, which would have been nice, but I found one while we were in Tennessee. It was the book that Hunter S. Thompson wrote about the Hell's Angels.
Oh.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
He rides around with them for like a year and a half, and he's just writing about his experiences with them.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually he does get beat up towards the end. But they beat everybody the fuck up.
Oh,
He just got lucky to survive as long as he did because somehow he gained their trust, and I imagine it was through doing a shit ton of acid with them.
Yeah, tons of drugs, tons of, you know, beatings.
Yeah, they love acid. It's really weird. But they also like being celebrities. Because it was at the book was, he was writing the book kind of around the time where people were just learning about motorcycle gangs.
Okay.
Because they were a relatively new thing that was starting after Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
And people were like, holy shit, these motorcycle gangs are going to ride through all our small towns and burn our stores and steal our rides. Yeah, but they would, because everybody had heard about them, people would be like watching them from a distance like, whoa, it's the Hell's Angels. And they'd like go over to these people and they'd like chug beers in front of them and beat each other up. And it was like entertainment for everybody.
Yeah.
It was awesome. Yeah. Don't ever join a motorcycle gang.
No. I'd have to have a motorcycle first, but
Drew in a motorcycle gang, unless it was like, nope,
ex-police officers.
I can't even think of a plausible like reality, unless Therese cheated on him, left him, and he was just like, "Fuck this shit," and just booked it.
That's a very extreme scenario. A
broken man looking for a reason to live.
There we go.
Shit. Yeah, just go out to the desert.
Yeah.
It'd be fucking awesome.
That's the only example I could think of. And then it would only be lawfully, and he would, like, follow the law.
Goodness. Yeah, no, the book I just started reading is The Lost City of Z, so.
Nice.
That kid we went to school with?
No.
Oh.
No, just Z, the letter.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah, it's actually a true story, too, which is pretty cool.
There was a kid we went to school with, MZ.
Zeeshan Malik.
It's only funny if you knew him.
Yeah.
I'm
so sorry.
And then,
I'm sorry to everybody.
Yeah. Good. No, I got two books.
Your readers are very upset.
I got two books I'm going to go through. That one, which I'm reading now, and then The River of Doubt, which is about Teddy Roosevelt's Amazon expedition.
Ooh, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
Is it like his experiences
No, it was a researched book and that kind of thing. But
okay.
Apparently it's really good, really well written, because all sorts of crazy stuff apparently happened. Like, they were, like, hunted by Indians at one point. There was a murder in their camp that they had to figure out.
It's the Blackfoot Indians, man. I've always heard those are the most dangerous ones out of all the expeditions.
Yeah. They're in the Amazon.
Yeah, they were in the Amazon. He found, like, a 1,000-mile tributary of the Amazon.
Those kind of Indians.
Yeah.
I forgot that it was Amazon-specific.
Yeah, no, he went to the Amazon, went into uncharted territory, and charted, like, a 1,000-mile tributary of the Amazon.
Whew.
Almost died of, I think, malaria.
Malaria, probably.
Spent 2 years in the jungle. Actually came out of it and was telling everybody that this happened, and everybody's like, Teddy, you're full of shit.
Aw, man.
And so I actually had to do a bunch of work to actually convince people, I kind of did this.
Because he couldn't take pictures.
Well, they had some pictures, but
There
was only so much you can do.
Was this kind of the same expedition where he figured out, hey, Panama Canal sounds kind of cool?
No, it was post-presidency. It was after he got shot. So.
Oh, okay. I didn't know he got shot.
Yeah, he got shot when he was running for his third term. He did his two terms as president, and then was
shot by a bear.
And then tried to run for a third term as an independent, like a couple years later, because this was before you could only run for two terms. Because that was FDR that initiated that one.
People didn't really try to do it that much when the rules weren't established.
Yeah, so basically he's like, well, screw it. I'm running as independent. And he actually was pretty hot. He lost, obviously.
Yeah. Getting shot really hurts your image, you know?
Well, yeah, but before he went to go give a speech, some guy came up and, like, shot him twice in the chest.
Woo.
And so one hit his glasses case that was in his pocket. The other one actually punctured the glasses case, threw his speech, and into his lung.
Damn.
He knew this, and still, he's like, okay, anyways, I got a speech to give. Went out, gave like a 40-minute speech, and then went to the hospital.
Nice.
And actually, at the speech, he like pulls out his like bloodied notes and like shows them to the crowd. Like, yeah, hey, I just got shot, but it takes more than a bullet, one little bullet to kill the bear.
That's awesome.
And then proceeds to just give a speech.
Wonder if anybody's got that speech somewhere.
I don't know.
I mean, you got it.
It's got to be somewhere,
shit.
Yeah.
I want to see the bullet hole through that. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, so...
Good old Teddy.
I want
Teddy.
To read that book.
Still my favorite out, president,
yeah.
I
yeah,
think.
Yeah, definitely America's last true badass, or one of their last true badasses.
One of the later ones, for sure. Yeah, because, like, everybody after him, they was just like, I'm Benjamin Harrison. I'm going to die in a rainstorm after 1 month. Oops.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Because I didn't want to put on a jacket.
But, yeah.
Look where that got you, bitch.
Yeah, Teddy's like, well, okay, I didn't get presidency a third time. Anyways, I'm going to go disappear into the Amazon for 2 years.
Not out of shame.
No. Just because he's looking for something else to do.
Guys, I promise this isn't out of shame. I just want to go find the cool shit. All right, Teddy. They treated him pretty shitty after he was president. They didn't believe him when he was going off.
Well,
to
be
expedition.
Fair, it is a kind of a far-fetched thing. That, oh, yeah, sure. You charted 1,000 miles of uncharted territory. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but didn't he, like, come back with maps?
Well, yeah, but
like,
the thing
who
is,
would make up those fucking maps?
Well, at the time, most of the Amazon was still relatively unexplored, so you could make up whatever you wanted. So he could have just been chilling on a beach for 2 years and come back with some maps that he drew up when he was lounging on the beach.
But then
can we say that it was relatively unexplored by white people?
Well... relatively uncharted.
Is it exploring if you've lived there the whole time, or is that just, like, coexisting?
Well, I doubt the people that live there do too much exploring. Right. I doubt that they explore the entire jungle.
Yeah, that's how they stayed isolated.
Well, I mean, even in America, most people lived and died within, up until 100 years ago, most people lived and died within a 50-mile radius.
Yeah. Same state or town most of their lives.
Yeah.
No point in really going anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, it's the farm system. You know, you lived on your farm, you inherited the farm from your dad when he died, and moved on.
Sweet, free farm.
Yeah. Oh, shit, I gotta deal with the farm now.
Yeah, that is kind of a... Inheritance is a blessing and a curse.
Yeah.
In that way. I wouldn't want to inherit a farm.
No,
I'd have to hire people.
Well, imagine if you're inheriting the farm that's already running, you already have farmhands.
Yeah, hopefully.
You just gotta remember to pay them.
Unless, you know, your dad was like a super badass that ran everything on his own. Or just build a bunch of robots.
Yeah, there you go.
Robot farm.
Automation's the future.
Yeah. I was reading about this thing the other day. The guy who invented the Roomba, he made a weeding robot that's solar-powered. So you just turn it on, and it will kill weeds forever.
Is it going to sell for, like, $1,700 or something?
I do not remember the
because
price.
Because Roombas are anywhere from $400 to $900.
I imagine this would be over $1,000.
Yeah.
Inventor of Roomba just launched. Oh, well, are we going to do this again, Internet?
Because I've heard that, like, to get actually a Roomba that actually works pretty good, you have to buy some of the more expensive models.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, because
the basic ones fill up way too fast or they don't really work that great.
Okay.
Plus, why would you pay $400 for a vacuum? That
is a lot of money for one vacuum.
For a vacuum that essentially can really only cover 1 to 2 rooms before you got to empty it.
Whoa, what just happened?
Did everything just die?
Nope, everything's fine.
Can it go on carpet?
It can go on carpet, I think.
But I think you got to get the more expensive one,
yeah,
probably.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, there we go. Okay, its name is Turtle.
Okay.
Turtle. I don't know. It's on Kickstarter. Maybe there's a price there. Turtle costs $199 on Kickstarter and is expected to ship in March 2018. It'll likely cost around $300 if and when it goes into full production. $300 isn't too bad.
Not terrible.
Because, and I think I know why it doesn't cost that much, is because it doesn't have to suck up anything.
That's true.
Its main method of killing weeds is just chopping them the fuck down.
So it's basically just got a weed eater head on a motor that spins around as it walks?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Let's see if we can find some demo parts. There it is, killing
That's
one right
so
now.
Cool.
Isn't that neat? Yeah, and it just cross hatches around
oh
the garden
gosh, it's
forever.
So cute. I want one.
It's pretty neat.
I was picturing, like, the top of it, that circle underneath the solar panel, is just, like, the head of a weed eater with, like, a foot of the core just spinning in a circle. Like, full Thunderdome-style stuff.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Or actually, more like Army of Darkness, I guess, but...
We could totally retrofit this thing. Like, that's a tiny little dinky head.
That works
there.
If you're just starting to get a weed in your garden, but...
Yeah.
If you're trying to actually, like, clear brush...
This is not... Like, you need to assess if this is right for your garden. Some gardens... They just need, like, goats.
Yeah.
You gotta overhaul the motherfucker sometimes. This is just, like, if you have an established garden already and you don't want to go in it every day.
Yeah, you don't
want
to weed it, you know, every week.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you just have, like, a raised flower pot.
It seems kind of neat.
Yeah, it'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, but you wouldn't want to use it with tiny plants, I don't think.
No, that's the thing is, what happens if little plants are starting to come up and it's like, oh, this is a weed. Whack.
Yeah, I'm not sure how it how that would be decided. But it is funded, so expect it. 2018, yeah. I think they said.
Cool.
Give us $200 and we'll get you something.
Wait, scroll. Does it have a speaker on it, I thought?
Speaker.
So it's also a boombox.
Ooh, DJ Garden
DJ
Roomba.
Yeah. Yeah, DJ Garden Roomba.
Let's see, I'm trying to figure out what use it has for the speaker. Oh, but, you know, the page is going to die. So we can just do that instead. Yeah, seems fun. How does it get rid of weeds? Won't they come back? Turtle wax weeds... using a spinning string trimmer, which cuts the weed off near the ground. Because turtle lives in your garden and something weeds every
definitive measure.
It's going off. Fucking great. Let's.
Oh, wait, hang on.
Oh, there it goes.
Maybe
I think,
just had to catch up.
I think Kickstarter is killing my web browser for some reason.
So get out of it for sure.
Yeah, I'm out.
Okay.
Fixed it. Don't, please don't freeze everything else that happens. I just got this semi-working.
Kickstarter kills everything.
It probably Yeah, we could tie it to a few conspiracies, I'm sure. Where does all the money go when the campaign doesn't work?
That's actually a very good point.
Straight to the Illuminati. Right to the top again. That edit got undone on that Wikipedia page I changed.
Oh.
Did I tell you about that?
Which one?
A few episodes ago, for vector marketing.
Okay.
Me and Jared were talking about... when I almost got roped into that scheme, and we changed the head of the organization to Illuminati. Because it wasn't even listed.
Yeah.
And it got changed back within 20 minutes.
That's actually a pretty good time for a Wikipedia.
Those fuckers at Wikipedia are fast.
Yeah.
It's crazy. But I don't like how there's only, like, 300 people that do most of the work.
Yeah.
It's a little strange. It's got to be a little more... democratized, I think. You could argue that it's democratized right now because there's like 300 people running the country, sure, but is it the best way to do it? No. Give me more rights. Don't ban me for putting Illuminati in there. Let me educate people. No, I wasn't banned. But I got like a warning.
That's
essentially
what happened when you spread the truth.
If I do it enough times, they will ban this IP address from editing Wikipedia. But that's the thing about IP
VPNs.
Addresses. They don't equal people.
No.
So I can go anywhere.
Yeah, or get a VPN going.
Yeah, it's not that hard.
Be somebody in Belgium changing it to the Illuminati.
They can't hide the truth. It will come out.
Yes.
Just it needs a little bit more vandalism,
I guess.
The truth
is out there.
It's not out there, actually. It's in here. I'm pointing at my head.
Or in here, in your heart.
No, that's where your feelings go.
Oh.
Or your desire
your
to...
blood.
Yeah, also that. Also, I think it's where the eggs are stored?
Probably want to recheck that
Heartworms.
One.
Are those real?
Yes,
yeah.
And they're scary
what
and
is,
gross.
So I won't Google it.
Do not
but
Google
you,
it.
But you tell me about them.
Yes.
Because I would like
no.
to know. Oh.
No, we're going to have to Google this. No.
Go ahead.
All right.
But you're going to not like
just
what you
Wikipedia.
See, and I might leave.
Okay.
Is it one word, heartworms?
Sure.
Let's see. Heartworms, blah, blah, blah. Parasitic roundworm that is spread from host to host through the bites of mosquitoes. The heartworm is a type of something worm. Can't read that. A small thread-like worm that causes something. Filariasis. The definitive host is the dog, but it can also infect cats, wolves, coyotes, jackals, foxes, and other animals, such as ferrets, bears, sea lions, and under very rare circumstances, humans. The parasite is commonly called heartworm. However, adults often reside in the pulmonary arterial system, oh, in the lungs, as well as the heart. It's kind of gross. There's its life cycle. Thanks, mosquitoes, for existing. God, Noah should have fucked those dudes up.
Yeah, I don't understand why you would let something like that live.
Yeah.
Or wasps.
Prevention.
They don't do anything. They're literally just dicks.
Food for other things, but then again, that's about it.
Barely.
You need to scare the bats out of the barn. That way they can take care of the mosquitoes.
Oh, you got bats in that barn?
Yeah, that's all that's in that barn, I think.
Oh, shit.
Apparently it's just a bunch of bats.
Well, I don't know if you should scare them away. Bats are cool. Bats.
Yeah, no, I wasn't scaring them away. Just get them out and eating some mosquitoes.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Because they do eat mosquitoes.
If one dies,
so.
I want it.
What?
A bat.
You want the dead bat?
I already have one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got a dead bat.
Banquo.
Okay.
You're going to get the rest of the cast?
Yeah.
That'll be awesome. But yeah, no, you're very lucky to have bats as close to you as
yeah.
you do.
Well, yeah, especially being on the lake with all the mosquitoes that come out this time of year.
Mm. Yeah. Is it a lot of bats, or can you judge how many?
I haven't really heard them that much, okay. So I see more eagles and hawks than I do bats flying around, so.
Okay. Well, you better treasure those bats.
Yeah.
They could die at any time.
Yeah.
White-nosed something going around. We
talked
about
the most common
spread
of rabies, so there's that to balance things out.
Bats can get rabies, too.
Bats are actually, I think, the most common spread of rabies in Washington.
They're the most common carrier.
Oh, duh. I should have known that because of The Office.
Yep.
Meredith gets bitten by one. Or wait, does she actually get bitten by the bat,
yes.
Or she thinks? Oh, she did. Oh, man. That's rough. And rabies is the one where you have to get the shot in the stomach, right?
You have to get, like, 5 or 6 shots.
In the stomach?
It's a series
yes.
of shots.
It's a
yeah.
series of shots.
Ooh.
And they suck and they hurt. And they're in your stomach.
Mm.
Why do they have to be in your stomach?
Because that's where it needs to go.
It's the rabies.
That's where the rabies goes.
In your flora and your fauna.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. Poor flora and fauna. They got it rough down there in the caverns of my bowels. I think that's... Wait, is that where the flora is or the fauna?
Either. They're both everywhere.
Okay. Is there flora and fauna in your guts?
Depends on how balanced your diet is.
Yeah.
You could have just flora.
Or just fauna.
Yeah. I think one of them, you just have diarrhea, and the other one, you're like...
I've lived that
pooping
life.
Pooping deer pellets. It's not a great life.
It's not a great life.
No.
That's what happens when you just have, like, nothing.
Ah.
Yeah. It's just like a
flea
flowing
river. That's what happens when you
river.
Get C. diff, and a lot of people die from that.
What is C. diff?
Colostrum diffin something.
Okay.
But if you just Google C. diff, you can find it.
I can certainly do that.
It's an infection basically in your entire digestive system.
What is C. diff? What is it? Clostridium difficile. Clostridium difficile. How do you do that last one? Do you know?
Difficile?
Difficile. No, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I can buy that. How do you get it? It exists all around us. It's in the air, water, and soil, and feces of many humans and animals. Many people have the bacteria in their intestines and never have any symptoms. Bacteria is spread in healthcare facilities like hospitals or nursing homes, where workers are more likely to come into contact with it. You can become infected if you touch clothing or sheets. Symptoms. Diarrhea more than 10 times a day, cramping, fever, nausea, loss of appetite, dehydration, and rapid heart rate.
And also, you have hallucinations, are like, it's crazy,
so
dude.
This could also be just really bad reheated Mexican food, but...
Potentially, but this...
Yeah, no, I'm just
But
kidding.
It's hard to, like, you get it basically from too much antibiotics, and how they fix it is more antibiotics.
Isn't that funny how it works? It's like fixing your credit score.
Yeah. So. Oh my gosh, yeah. It's so dumb. It's so fucking backwards.
Or the different antidotes they use for like nerve gases that they would issue to troops like in Iraq. They would have like a pack of like 7 syringes. One was different, 3 different antidotes to common toxins like sarin or mustard gas, those types of things.
Mm-hmm.
Then they had 3 more shots, which were the antidotes to the antidotes. Sorry. Because the antidotes themselves were toxic. And then the 7th one, I think, was like...
water.
No, it was like some sort of like happy juice, basically. So that way, if you're too far gone, you can just die a happy death.
That's what I wanted to do.
I think it was like Valium or something like that.
You wanted to get the happy syringe?
Oh, God. It was so bad, dude. I was, like, dying. And my... I basically had to tell my professors because I was at WSU. And I was, like... Because I could not read a paragraph without going, wait. And then I have to start it over and then have to read it.
Because you were seeing little elephants.
Well, no,
because
it was... I just couldn't focus. Like, that... Because it just wipes you out. Oh. And so my professor was like, you just need a fecal transplant. Which sounds exactly...
Are you serious?
She told me I needed to get a fecal transplant. Because that's what they do all around the world. Except for here.
Except America, because we strive for something a little better.
And I believe that people in America... might be dying... Like, I think we die more from C. diff than we should.
Uh-huh.
With all our medical marvels and stuff. And the rest of the world's like, yeah, okay, you just put some of your... somebody healthy's... healthy poop in your butt, and then you're fine.
All right, I got 70 questions.
Okay. But the next time I get C. diff, I'm going to do it. Because she said she did it once, and it worked. Like, she was fine within a day.
The fecal transplant?
Yeah, and I was sick for, like, 3 weeks.
So, who volunteers?
A family member.
Okay, and...
Who's healthy.
Okay, and how compatible do the donors have to be? It must be in your family?
No.
Okay. So this could be a kidney-giving situation?
Yeah, you don't have to be compatible. It's just like, I mean, honestly, if nobody in your family is healthy, just, like, find a healthy friend, I guess.
Okay. So you both got to be sliced open.
No.
No? Oh.
You literally shit, and then you put their shit in your butt.
Oh. And then you just...
Yeah.
You just hold it in for a while?
Well, it's like a... Mm. You put it in, like, a...
You just do some kegels.
No, I think you put it in like a suppository kind of thing.
Oh, wait. So it's not
inverse enema.
It's not the entire turd.
No, it's like a suppository, and then you do it like a couple times, and that introduces healthy flora and fauna into your gut, and it takes over the C. diff.
All right.
Because the C. diff kills all of your flora and fauna. Like, literally, you have nothing.
Uh-huh.
And I'll tell you a story. It's kind of embarrassing, but I'll tell you a story because it gives you a clue as to how
really
crazy this
really
is.
Quick though. Yes. I want to say that the way I was imagining this was all right. Both people in the operating room.
Oh my
next
god!
Next to stomachs open, and then it's just like the unhealthy person. They just slosh it all out, and then the healthy person they just lift this one really long log into the other person.
I don't think that's how your intestines work, but
it may not be, but. That's where
you have
I went.
Such a beautiful mind.
Thanks, and I, you know what? That's why I made this
it's not
show.
What they tell special people
to
but...
share everybody.
Okay.
Share with everybody.
Now he knows.
Nah,
fire truck. Anyway, you keep going.
So, it just like kills all of your natural like everything in your stomach. So I have like I don't know. So my boob sweat smells like sourdough bread. It always has. When I was sick,
good thing I like sourdough.
It didn't. I know. When I was sick, it did not smell like anything for 2 years, and then it finally came back. That's how
weird.
That's how bad it fucks your body up.
Weird.
It took 2 years for my body to get its natural bacteria back into play.
That is crazy. Wow. I'm glad you bounced back.
Yeah.
Back to all the old familiar smells.
Shut
and
up.
All. Yeah. No.
I said it was embarrassing, but that's my one biggest thing. Like, I didn't even realize it until later that it messed it up that bad.
You're just very brave for telling that story. It's not that embarrassing. You're all right.
Now there's gonna be like when we get famous later, there's gonna be like sourdough boob shirts.
Yeah, we're gonna have to. Get shirts made out of all the old stuff we've done. God, that's gonna be horrible.
Actually, no, I do want a shirt that says sourdough boobs. No, like you could have like the little like sourdough butt like roll things.
Or yeah, just have like a sourdough loaf that right across like the midsection.
Yeah, sourdough loaf.
Perfect. Yeah. It's just the sourdough shelf for the entire ensemble. It's all here.
Oh my god.
I've got the entire
but yeah, C. diff fucks you up, dude, and it kills basically all old people, and that's where I got it from.
No, yeah, old people don't stand a chance.
No.
It's a shame.
It just makes you dehydrated and just dead.
And that's where they said it was one of the main places you could get it was nursing homes.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I got it.
It's the perfect storm. Well, figure your stuff out, America.
Yeah, get your shit together.
Good place. Boom. Go ahead and like us on Facebook, facebook.com/TGFRadio. We're also TGF Radio on Twitter. Email us things, because you're not going to be watching to at TGFRadioshow@gmail.com. All the old episodes and subscribable links to iTunes and RSS are at TGFRadio.com. Closing statements from either of you guys?
Put Betsy DeVos in prison.
I don't know who that is, but you guys should go see Baby Driver, because it's pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Edgar Wright's new movie.
I've been wanting to.
It's pretty fun.
I can't wait to see Jamie Foxx on screen again. He's kind of weird, but...
He's kind of crazy in the movie, but it works.
No, okay, I'm ready for that. That's sold it for me. We won't be back next week, right? No, okay. We're camping again.
Okay.
And we won't be back the week after that,
but
not here, because we're going to be at the beach. We'll do the show at the beach.
Okay.
It'll still exist, it's just not in this room.
Okay.
So expect it to sound a little
different cast.
Yeah, expect it to sound a little different.
Maybe echoey, maybe beach sounds.
We can try and incorporate some beach sounds.
We should do it on the deck.
That would be very fun. Hopefully not too windy. We might have to do it later at night.
That would be so great.
It would be. We will scope out the situation.
All right, anyways.
We'll be back eventually. Party on, everybody.